Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We are here combating, friends, the lies in the mainstream media, because there's very far and few between that are willing to do so. And we're here today to give you more information concerning what that looks like. Because, again, what you're hearing on the mainstream media is opposite of the facts. And this is what is defined as propaganda on so many different fronts. Friends, you know, you were just listening to the break. And what did you hear during that break? Well, all the people that are getting vaccinated in Israel. Well, we shared with you some time ago, folks, 2 years ago. We're going on 3 years, by the way, of this two-week, you know, put the mask on to bring about the curve concerning the said virus, the invisible enemy. It's interesting. We're going on 3 years now. But at the very beginning of this pandemic, we had shared with you, friends, that they were calling it in Israel the vaccine holocaust. Okay? They're trying to make it sound like everybody's going along to get along. And it's also interesting to note that during this last break, right before the show, they were talking about people taking their fourth jab. I'm not kidding you. They're called kill shots for a reason, friends. We've had enough doctors on this radio program, my show, Tim Brown's morning show on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, again, to give you enough information concerning informed consent. And this is why people are rejecting it, not just here, but also over in Israel as well, friends. Health Impact News has on their site right now vaccinated Israelis to receive free movement waivers as 50% to 75% are unwilling to take the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. But is that how the media just sold it to you? Again, friends, we are in some dangerous times. There's no question about it. See, they say trust the science, right? Trust the science. By the way, science is the study of creation. It's interesting during this whole created plandemic, they don't want God anywhere in the equation. See, this is what they do, friends. They study what God has created, and then they want the Lord out of the way so they can receive the accolade, like that of Donald Trump calling himself the father of the vaccine. But this is the point that I want to make. We're told to trust the science, right? Well, I trust science. I trust God's creation. I don't trust men. I can tell you that right now, because if you look in the book of John chapter 2 at the very end of the chapter, Jesus said he didn't commit himself to men. Why? Because he knew what was in man. And so do I, friends. Let me tell you, so do I. But again, we're told to trust the science. But I want to tell you something, friends. Coercion is not science. Coercion is not science. Withholding data is not science. Manipulating data is not science. Cherry-picking studies is not science. Social conditioning is not science. Fear-mongering is not science. And censorship is not science. And every one of the reasons that I just told you as to why it is not science is the very reason that you should put a check on man that's trying to sell you, trust the science. Because the opposite of what is being done is exactly what shows us, friends, as to how an agenda goes forward, especially when it comes down to the legalities of what we're even highlighting now. Now, folks, with that said, we've got much to cover again. Today's show, I kind of highlighted and named it as, are people kidding me? Are people kidding themselves? In fact, friends, what we're seeing more than anything is that people are blinded now to their own destruction. How many times did the Lord say, be not deceived by man? Be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. But yet men just go in headlong, trusting men that are capitalizing off their lives, literally at this point, friends. And again, what we're going to do is we're going to take the time to show you exactly what we're talking about here, because again, there's so much to cover. Matter of fact, what I have in front of me right now is a doctor, and I want you to listen to what a propagandist sounds like. If you would, GCN, can you turn this up a little bit? I don't know why, but the volume is a little bit low on it. If you're watching me on social media platforms, turn me up just a little tiny bit here. And I want you to see for yourselves what it looks like when a useful idiot sells this agenda, because they still have not quite learned from the people in which they are to serve that they are not going to tolerate the likes of what I'm about to show you. So check this out.
Blueberry Hospital with COVID at present, and 43 are in intensive care, 18 of whom require
It's all manufactured.
This is a very serious disease. Of those 141, 60 are under the age of 55 and 28 under the age
Listen
of
Listen carefully to his confusion.
And of the 43 people in intensive care, one's in their teens, seven are in their 20s, three are in their 30s, 14 are in their 50s, and 12 are in their 60s, and six are in their 70s. So this is affecting people of all ages.
He's reading all this data.
Disease. All but one. A vaccinated one person has just received one dose of vaccine. All but one. A vaccinated one.
All but one are vaccinated. He did not mean to say this, friends, but he said it. All but one. So all those statistics were the people that were vaccinated. So he blurted the truth out in his confusion.
Just received one dose of vaccine.
Well, I guess someone is trying to have a little fun with that. But in all seriousness, friends, there's nothing funny about what's going on here. I also wanted to show you this because this may apply to every single person that's watching us even now. This young man that I'm about ready to show you, you'll hear the audio as well. But the young man that I'm about ready to show you is asking the question, how did this happen when I was home all day long? Well, what am I talking about? Well, again, friends, check this out.
I just got my COVID PCR test results back, and I'm COVID positive. Here's the issue. I never showed up to the test. Yeah, my trip got canceled, and I forgot to cancel my PCR test, so I just didn't show up. Here's the email I got today. Positive. Detected. And here's the time I apparently showed up when they got my swab and when they reported. All on the 24th of this year. Meanwhile, I was at home. Somebody explain this.
Did you get that, friends? He was at home, and somehow or another, they used his name and his information, stating that he took the test. He failed the test. The information was reported that he took the test, when in fact, he was never there to take the test. He was always at home. Then he said, somebody explain this. Friends, keep an eye on your information. Keep an eye on all of your credit cards, whatever you may use, because there is a lot of hacking going on here today, friends, and it just might happen to you. So let's keep an eye on what's going on here. Keep an eye on our six as well. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We'll pull that Christmas music down here in the next couple days, friends, but we want to keep the spirit alive in people, in joy in the hearts of the people that are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So we'll change that up soon enough here. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Also subscribe to our daily emails. Again, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to jump over on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, we are right there, beforeitsnews.com as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. The point is made. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Do your homework and you'll find out. And you will also come to the same conclusion that we have. Just do a little homework. It's not going to take long. And I'm talking about within a half hour to figure out exactly who we are and where it is that we came from. And that's what we're doing here, is giving that information to the American people with the voice led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. So let's get to this, friends. Are people kidding themselves? Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, it seems that they're being blinded to their own destruction. I've got brand new video in front of me right now. This is a soccer player who was on the field, and somehow or another, and this is happening all over the place, friends. We've shown several videos of people just falling over dead immediately after they took their experimental jabs. Okay, so here's another one of those guys, and I want you to pay attention to this. If you're on social media platforms, I want you to pay attention to his body. Because he is gyrating uncontrollably. I'm speaking this to the listeners now, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and play this video. Look at the top left side of the screen. What you're going to find is a soccer player who fell over.
Okay. Mejor Asensio, no? Claro.
This guy right here, he had to quit. He can't breathe, having heart issues, dizziness, the list goes on. Okay. And they're trying to figure out what is the cause of all of this. Look at him. Yeah, falls over to the ground. Okay. So there's one, and again, friends, I want everybody to understand, they don't know what the problem is. This is what they're saying. They just can't, for the life of them, figure out what this is all about. And what I'm talking about are people kidding themselves. I'm going to show you some audio, so play some audio for you and some video for you, and I want to explain, I'll have them explain to you, let's put it that way, I'll have them explain to you as to what I'm saying right now. Are people kidding themselves? Are they blinded to their own destruction? Well, in fact, friends, they seem to be. I'm going to show you another guy. I can't say his name, friends. This is all in Spanish, so I'm just going to turn it down just a little bit concerning the audio. But I want to show you this guy here. He sadly falls over on the field. And again, pay attention to his body language on the field. Ready for this?
Marcos Humberto Menaldo, de 25 años, defensa de los Leones del Deportivo Marquense, perdió la vida
desmayo, por el cual fue trasladado al hospital privado de esta ciudad, right now.
Su fallecimiento. Preliminarmente se conoce fue
this
por
is this
paro
football player over there who fell down dead on the field. And we're getting to the details here. They're talking about how great of a football player he is, soccer player overseas, and in the process of doing that, friends, just one day, he got back out on the field, and as you'll see in just a moment here, he's a renowned soccer player, football player. Again, keep in mind, overseas, they call soccer football, for those that didn't know the difference. Now they're just talking about how sad they are that he died, right? Yeah. So these are all of his friends, okay? And I'm proving the point, are people kidding themselves? Just for a moment here, because now what I want to show you is the other video. And of course, you'll never see this from the mainstream media in a million years. And why is that? Because they don't want you to come to the conclusion as to what this is all about. This is the day he died, okay? This is the day he died. Okay, so he's on the far left top of the screen. Look at his body. Okay, he's gyrating uncontrollably.
Horrible sight.
Yeah, it's a horrible sight, of course, right? Horrible sight. But this is the agenda that they keep pushing, and the people on a global scale that are profiting need be told, I'm sure, to shut their mouth when it comes to what this is all about in order to save their position, regardless of what it may be. And what am I talking about? Oh, folks, this is just, it's ridiculous. And I've got more to show you in just a minute here, but just the way people are talking around in circles concerning the obvious as to what's taking place. What am I talking about? This is what I want to show you. I played just a little bit of this on Saturday, but I want you to see this for yourself, and I want you to pay attention to the fact that they will not say what it is for the life of them as to what the problem is. They're talking about the problem, but they're not talking or exposing the cause of the problem. Again, are people kidding themselves? Are people blinded to their own destruction? You tell me.
For example, they've got their sports cardiologists, their sort of special advisors. I was struck by a comment by, I think, one of their leading advisors, Professor Sanjay Sharma. He felt that, and he was quoted as saying, he felt that the rise in the number of players suffering either in training or in games, with respiratory issues.
These are the people that were forced to get their experimental jabs.
Rather than something else on the rise. And I thought that feels a bit naive to me. Where's his data?
blimey. As I said,
they're saying, what's the cause? I kid you negative.
Really dangerous.
They know what the cause is, but they're afraid of losing their position. That's why they're not calling it out for what it is.
Is very naive.
They're saying everything but what they should be saying.
I think
they're blinded to their own destruction, friends. Jeremiah 5:21. They have eyes, but they see not.
The likes of
they have ears, but they hear not. And it shows you who they serve, who their God is, their job. Because if they serve the living God, they'd be calling this out for what it is and sparing the lives of their players. But that's not what they're doing.
Willing to actually do a proper investigation to find out.
Proper investigation to find out exactly what's going on. And they all the well know what's going on here, friends.
I'm with you. I think that we can't just assume that this is a statistical cluster.
There
should be some proper analysis, proper research done. Like you, Matt, and I think the FA and the international bodies, and indeed other sporting bodies, they owe it to all of us, but in particular to their really, highly paid, but also athletes who are really training non-stop, day in, day out, year in, year out. Those athletes need to know.
Did you see this on the mainstream media, friends?
You get COVID.
So and again, this is why it goes forward. This is why the agenda keeps going forward. Because people that are responsible, that are have been put into places of responsibility, refuse to call it for what it is. That's why. Matter of fact, let me say this, friends. I get social media platforms that scroll up on me all day long. I get 200 to 300 emails a day, people sending me information along with texts. Okay, one of them just happened to be Fox News. Hey, folks, have you taken the time to see the narrative concerning this pandemic that Fox News is pushing? Because there's absolutely no difference concerning Fox News and MSNBC. They're pushing the same agenda. They're parroting the CDC. They're parroting Anthony Fauci. They're parroting the WHO. They're parroting the NIH. They're parroting Bill Gates at every given step. And this is these Fox News is supposed to be the conservative outlet. There's absolutely no difference between Fox News and what you call the left when it comes to this pandemic. They're pushing the exact same narrative. Did you hear what I said? They're pushing the exact same narrative here. You should be concerned about what's going on. And Americans, I know that you still somehow believe one way or another that nothing bad will ever happen here. It's going to stop here. No, I'm telling you right now what is in fact happening. If there is a genocide taking place right under your noses, you know all the well as to what I'm telling you is absolutely true. And let me remind everybody as I'm going up on chapter 9 of Jeremiah over the last days, this is exactly what the Lord said he would do to a people that refused to return unto him. They refuse to return unto him, so therefore give yourself to the tyrant. That's what the Lord is saying. It's not his will that you do that, but that's what the will of the people is. They refuse to return unto the Lord, so what's going to happen? They're going to reap more of the judgments until they finally fall to their knees and repent for their sins. Acts 20, verse 21. We're going to come right back. I got some more information coming from the mainstream media concerning this pandemic, namely on the Today Show. Let's check it out.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current 7-day daily average of cases is about 491,700 cases per day, an increase of about 98%.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a White House COVID-19 press conference on Wednesday. Walensky making another big pitch for booster shots. This as people vaccinated and with booster shots are testing positive for coronavirus as well. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says his department is absolutely better prepared to defend the Capitol than it was during the attack on January 6th, the chief outlining numerous changes to security during a Senate hearing that include a boost in manpower, intelligence gathering, training, and equipment. Manger adding, preparation matters. You're listening to USA Radio News. Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. At least 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. After Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday for repeated violations of the site's policy on posting COVID-19 information, according to Twitter, more Republicans are making the switch to smaller social media sites that they believe won't censor them. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so keeping it live, friends. 1-866-582-9933, talking about what is applicable. You just heard during the break, once again, okay, how the chief of police, the one that heads up security at the Capitol in the United States of America, Washington, D.C., right, the District of Columbia, they are more prepared now than before. Isn't that interesting? See how they bleed out mistruths all day long, misinformation all day long, getting you to ask the wrong questions so they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers? Now the objective, friends, I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you. Now the objective is for your government to make sure that they are properly protected from the people that they are to serve. Did you know that back in the 50s, Truman used to go up and down the streets with one bodyguard, shaking hands with his constituents? There was none of what you see today. Armed security detail. Folks, if they're working for you, the only thing that they're going to reap is the praise and approbation of the people. They don't have to be protected from the people. But see, what's happened is the American people know that they no longer work for them, but special interest groups that means to enslave them. That's the problem they're having. Oh, and one more bit of information they seem to have forgotten is the American people already know that this whole situation that took place on January 6th was all bought and paid for concerning the little agencies that they're using and paying and their provocateurs to create what? Domestic enemies, namely their political opposition. And who did they blame after January 6th? The innocent people that have every right in the world to demand integrity in their government. Read the Declaration of Independence. But we also just found out from Freedom Headlines that feds finally admit to running secretive DOJ commandos at January 6th protests. Did they tell you that during the break? Absolutely not. See, you give them just enough rope, friends, as they say, and they'll always hang themselves. They always do. The same thing is happening here in Michigan, the state of Michigan, where we'll be in a week and a half. And it's interesting, this whole plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Well, we already found out, friends, months ago, and we knew that we were going to, that the FBI was the ones that were responsible for engineering the victim status of the governor, only to blame her political opposition. And what did they do? They did just exactly that. As a matter of fact, just last week, the one that was responsible for setting up individuals, innocent people, for this plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. It's interesting to note that he has been busted not once, but now twice in another crime. Folks, you need to understand that in many cases, these agencies are the American version of the Gestapo. You must come to the realization that that is, in fact, what is happening. As a matter of fact, I have a friend named Keith Santilli. As a matter of fact, we're going to get him up on the show, and I'm going to have him explain to you exactly how this works, friends. But people, before believing the mainstream media, when they point the finger at the bad guy, keep in mind, friends, 10 go back at them. Don't take them for face value when it comes to who the bad guys are. Because, folks, as I said, give them a little time, and before you know it, there you have it. You'll find that the culprit, you'll see the fingerprints all over these said agencies that have been created to, in fact, war against the political opposition concerning those that are in government position or incumbent in the United States government. This is how backwards things have become. The American government needs to be purged from the top to the bottom by the American people, because, again, they work for us. We do not work for them. We've seen the shenanigans, we've seen the scandals, we've seen the murders that they're responsible for, we see the conspiracies that they're responsible for. How many times are we going to allow this to come to the light only to find out that we've been lied to again? We do a whole show on this. 33 conspiracies, right? Theories that we were told by the mainstream media, which in fact turned out to be conspiracies in fact. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. We got to wake up to what's going on here, friends. We are the ones that are under attack by our said representatives. So let's do this. Our representative government, let's put it that way. I want you guys to see this next one here. And what this is this is today's, it's called the Today Show. And what we're being told by the Today Show, again, it follows the narrative that the American people and people on a global basis are quite frankly sick and tired of hearing, because we all know it's not true. So what am I talking about? Well, they're pushing the mask narrative again. Keep in mind, this is all bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And pay attention to the fact that we just heard Ted Cruz last week say, you know what, we basically go along and live by the rule of the CDC plans through administrative law. He just told you who they are working for. But I want to show you, going back to the Today Show, as to the agenda and propaganda that they're going to continuously push forward again until the American people put a stop to all of this. Okay, this one's going to jack you up just a little bit.
Emphasis again on face masks, a key factor in lowering the transmission rate.
And joining us with a refresher and some new advice.
Remember, Anthony Fauci said that was just not true. But look what they're doing. They're aiming for the kids.
Refresher. A lot of us were wondering if we were going to be using these.
Let me remind you, at the beginning of this pandemic, kids weren't the issue. Do you all remember that? No, it's just the adults. See, now that the older generation, many of them have been killed off through the experimental jabs in old folks' homes, just ask Cuomo about this in New York, that everybody seemed to have forgotten about, that he's responsible for the deaths of those people. But it's interesting how it was all aimed at the older people, if you remember right. Now that they're gone, now they're going to zero in on the children. And here is Today and the useful idiots to push the agenda further just a little bit more. But keep in mind, At the beginning of this pandemic, Fauci said the masks don't work. Well, he's exactly right. But they need this again because they rely on the short-term memories of the American people to go ahead and let them do it again. Let them set the narrative again. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're setting the narrative again.
A lot. We're pulling them back out again. So what should? What are the types of masks we should have?
Good morning, Hoda, Savannah, and Craig. Yeah, there are a lot of things for us to sort of refresh our memories on, and also some changes coming with masks as well. So three categories of masks that the CDC and public health officials
this is aimed
want
at
you to
the
pay
kids.
Attention to. First, the one we're familiar with, the cloth mask. Make sure that it's two layers of high-quality material. Some cloth masks actually have a pocket where you can put a filter in. Even something like a coffee filter can make a difference if you are using a cloth mask. But with Omicron spreading, evading vaccines, and so infectious, many public health experts are recommending that people upgrade their masks to a surgical mask, this basic one. You can find them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or really, consider the KN95 or the N95. These are respirators, and they are designed to filter out 95% of particles. That means also those virus particles and droplets that can carry coronavirus. So these are the things that the CDC is recommending people wear.
99.997 recovery rate in all of this fear. All of this
and if
fear.
If they are fully vaccinated, anytime
you
that you
can't make it up. Only in America
space,
will
even
the people
outdoors and
drink in this Kool-Aid.
What about the fit? Because that's a big thing.
Well, the fit. Now we're talking about style and is it fashionable? And the list goes on and on and on, right? What else will they talk about just to kill airtime? Oh, my goodness. Well, here you go, friends. I thought I'd show this to you because I think, again, you need to see it because many have forgotten that they don't work. As a matter of fact, I have right in front of me on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side or beforeitsnews.com on the left side, or if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933 to contest, add to, whatever the case may be, you can do that. But what I have in front of everybody on social media platforms right now is the warning label on the back of the manufacturers of these masks. We already knew this. We've already been told this 150 times, but we're sitting back, the American people are, and waiting for the useful idiots in the mainstream media that profit from their dollars, their advertisement dollars, to go ahead and push the agenda further, because now they've got the American people from wearing a mask for 2 weeks to a fourth booster shot. That's called the Hegelian dialectic. But I'll tell you what, when you're dealing with the lawless, friends, what you have in front of you, you are dealing with the lawless, and guess what? There is no rules with the arbitrary despots, is there? Nope, that's why you must be the law. But this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19. I hate raining on their parade. No, in fact, I love it, friends. I totally love it. And you know, at the end of the day, friends, if you don't get a hold of this, what's going to happen is they're going to zero in on the non-vaccinated, which is easily a majority of the people in this country, just like in Israel, just like in any other country, and they're going to blame you for what they're responsible for. They're going to blame you for what they're responsible for. That's the danger of all of this. This is why over the last 17 years, I've continuously pointed my finger back at the law and said, either you deal with the corruption or the corrupt are going to enslave you. It's either them or it's your freedoms. Which one do you prefer? Well, as I just got done sharing with you, friends, that they are going to blame you, here is none other than treasonous Joe Biden, said Donald Trump for a year and a half. It's interesting, Donald never prosecuted him, but it's interesting that we are now dealing with a Joe Biden who's pushing the agenda that Donald Trump started. See how they're both players pushing forth the same agenda, working for the same powers that are tolerated? But what does Joe have to say about the unvaccinated? Why don't you go ahead and listen to this delusional individual?
Too young to be vaccinated. Surround your kids with people who are vaccinated.
Wow. Surround your kid.
For parents with kids too young to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Surround your kids with people who are vaccinated.
Yeah. We also got video of old Joey blaming the non-vaccinated the other day. Huh. You see where this is going, friends? Matter of fact, if you, I'll show you some more stuff out there. This hard break here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Are you aggravated? Me too. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got some phone calls coming in. Good. I'm gonna show one more video, guys, and I'm gonna come back over to you. We got four up right now, and I want to show you a Brazilian journalist. Again, you can't make this stuff up, friends. A Brazilian journalist collapses and has five heart attacks days after his third COVID shot, and you can almost rest assured this fool right here will promote the fourth. If he lives that long. And I hope the best for the guy. But you know what? He's spewing out misinformation. He's endangering the lives of people across Brazil. Check this out. This is really sad to watch, but
dá uma olhada nessa notícia. A polícia militar foi chamada na zona rural de Ribeirão Vermelho. Sabe por quê? Olha,
he falls over bragging about getting his shot. Shows the picture of his shoulder where he got it. He said he was sorry for the people that didn't have the opportunity to get it. He's taken to the ICU after he falls over. Faints on live television presenting the new program. And then,
Olha, dá uma olhada nessa notícia. A polícia militar foi chamada na zona rural de Ribeirão Vermelho. Sabe por quê? Olha,
So I think everybody kind of gets the point here, right? And yet the government, the American government, continuously pushes this, as are they on a global basis. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that not only are the governments and these agencies across the globe pushing this together, but did you all see the teacher as well that actually gave a student in school a shot without parental authority. I kid you negative.
There you go, at-home vaccine.
At-home vaccine. That's how this video obtained exclusively by News 4
This is in
starts.
New York.
It ends with a woman giving a 17-year-old boy whose face we have obscured what is believed to be a shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. Police say they arrested 54-year-old Laura Russo for administering the shot from inside.
Make her famous, folks. Make her famous.
Very, very curious situation.
Curious because Russo is not a medical professional and not authorized to administer vaccines. She's a science teacher at Herricks High School.
I think it's ridiculous. I would never, ever give a vaccine like in a living room. Like, that's unheard of.
Johnson.
Yeah. In the video, they mention it's a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA has reserved that for people 18 and up, not the only
But it's also my understanding, friends, just to get the record straight really quick and give the caller some time on the radio here, it's my understanding that there's not one of these said vaccines that have been FDA approved. But notice how they are bleeding the lies into the conversation when they spew it out and promulgate this across the world through their outlets. Are they not to be held responsible for the misinformation? Absolutely. Just think of how many people are not here right now, friends, because of these useful idiots. But don't forget about the 1986 Safety Vaccine Act, right? Childhood Safety Vaccine Act, where they basically take away the liability when it comes to Big Pharma. Who did that? Your said representatives. That's who did that. It's unheard of on so many different fronts. We're going to take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I just find it interesting how they can keep saying the same lies over and over again. An N95 only keeps out 95% of something that's smaller than 0.3 microns. Well, a virus is 0.1 microns. So, if you got a window screen that keeps out bowling balls, but you don't have a window screen that keeps out gnats, you're going to get infested. I mean, it's crazy that the size difference never brought into question.
Well, again, you know what this is all about, Steve, so we're not going to sit there and play stupid to these ill-designing men. But the fact of the matter is their hopes are that people that haven't gotten the information that we're giving them are going to keep drinking in the Kool-Aid in which they're serving up. And, again, it's for the American people to stand up against this garbage and this propaganda and lawfully deal with them. That is the resolve. It's the only resolve. You find it not only in Scripture, but you also find it in the Constitution. And we have the means to do that. And what do we see the government doing? Demonizing and censoring individuals that are trying to protect and save the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, on a global basis. I'll give you the last word, Steve.
Well, what amazes me is that actually the truth is actually getting to come out now. You got Dr. McCullough and you got Dr. Malone, you know, guys that are in favor and have been given vaccines that are, they're giving the true numbers on these vaccines and comparing the death rates and everything, and it's stunning how many people have been injured and killed by this.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for your call, Steve. I totally appreciate it. Sal, calling in from Colorado, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I'm in Arapahoe County in Littleton, Colorado, and they recommend everybody wears masks, and I got a speech about it from someone at a Walgreens, and I asked her, ma'am, do you know the difference between a law and a mandate? And she said, no. I said, you need to figure this out.
Yep. It's semantics, isn't it, Sal? They're confusing people, and the only ones that are getting confused right now, Daniel 9-7, are those that are ignorant of their founding documents, or which is premised upon the Word of God first and foremost. And those are the people that are being destroyed right now for the lack of knowledge. And what's interesting as well, Sal, is it's not so much that they're angry that they're being lied to by the government. They're angry at people like me and you for telling them that the governments and these agencies are lying to them. That's what they're getting mad at you about. They're shooting the messenger. Well, you're trying to save their lives. That's what's terrible about it.
I agree, Bradley. Thank you very much for what you do. And,
thank you.
God bless you. Happy New Year, sir.
Yep, you too, my friend. Thank you very much. We got Diana calling in from Montana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How is it out in Montana right now, Diana?
It's bitterly cold, and we're
anticipating somewhere between 2 and 3 feet of snow between tonight and Saturday.
Really?
So we spent about 10 days hovering around the zero mark. And so, yeah, it was fun. I was glad it was cold. My roof stopped leaking. It was frozen.
Okay. Well, what say you?
Well, I wanted to just include a little something about those N95 and they call it K95 masks as well. When I worked at a very large 660-bed university hospital in Chicago when this whole farce started in 2020, they had us reusing these disposable equipment, and after we would be in a room with a what they would call a known patient with COVID or tuberculosis, we were to take off the mask, put it into a brown paper lunch bag, carry it with us, put on the other mask that we were wearing earlier, and then when we go to another one of those rooms, put that N95 mask back on. So the disposable mask. So it's a ridiculous thing. It was something that was fit tested to your face every year because if they wanted to make sure that it wasn't leaking. So this is like equipment that isn't really intended for the general public, which, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I got a whole video. I did a whole video on all these politicians that are driving this narrative, that are driving mask wearing, driving 6 feet apart, which is a satanic ritual, by the way, for those that did not know that. I got a whole video on this. And I've shown the American people in 53 countries 15 times. They don't even believe what the American people believe. That's why I asked the question, are people kidding themselves? They are. Diana, they're blinded to their own destruction. And Americans, you need to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 when you get a moment. I'll give you the last word, Diana.
Well, I think it's a combination of all these other things called cognitive dissonance, Stockholm syndrome, and just pure stupidity. These people won't even listen to reasoning, and that's the frightening part out of all of it. And I think they're just under this delusion that you can read about in Isaiah 66:4.
Amen. Amen. I totally appreciate it. As a matter of fact, what I'm doing right now, Diana, and thank you again for the call from Montana. I'm looking for the video right now, and there's plenty of them, of Fauci saying, don't wear the mask. And again, I'm referencing Fauci because he's the bad guy. He's the criminal. He's the one that's committed crimes against humanity here. There's enough information. They have the smoking gun in hand. We don't need to listen to another doctor tell us what we've been told by other doctors. We don't need more information as to who the bad guys are, Americans, because we know who the bad guys are, and we have the lawful rights, according to the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, if you take the time to peruse it, to deal with the lawless. And what we're dealing with right now is the lawless. And isn't it interesting how many said senators and representatives have called out Fauci for lying and committing crimes against the people, including this said guy in the People's White House, treasonous Joe Biden, disgraceful Joe Biden, and yet they are still there and allowed by the American people to set the narrative again tomorrow. When do you say enough, Americans? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nanosize silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.